That's what my heart was screaming. But I neither said nor did anything. I just tightened my grip on the pillows as though holding them were the only thing preventing me from falling into the darkness. And I tried to control my breathing, because I felt something growing inside me that I knew well. Panic. I could not allow an anxiety attack to take hold. I was already on the edge of the abyss. An attack would have pushed me over. You can do it, Zoe. You're strong. Panic will not get the better of you. How stupid I was. I knew it was bound to wind up this way because he meant too much to me, and I was no one to him. And yet, like a fool, I'd hoped things might change. With every part of my being, I'd wanted him to grow more attached to me. I told myself that perhaps with time he'd be able to really see me, to look at me just once the way I did him every day. Every damned day. And not just be a bed buddy.
Did you understand what I said?
I nearly jumped at hearing his voice so detached. His glacial tone sounded as though he were concluding his affairs. He treated me as though I were something that needed to be taken care of.